chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna brings forth all auspiciousness in the life of a devotee. In one of his preachings to his own men, Yamaraj says, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalamam Hasam Mahatam Apikauravya Vidyai Kantika Nishkritam. He says that the holy names of Krishna is capable of completely eradicating all the inauspiciousness and establishing holiness whenever or wherever it is chanted by anyone in any part of the world. So one meaning of the name of Lord Hari means one who eradicates all inauspiciousness. So by chanting of Krishna's names, all the dangers and all the impurities, all the obstacles, they can be very easily removed. Just like there are people who have fear for ghosts, fear for spirits, people have fear for contaminating atmosphere and all that. But the holy names of Krishna will act as a very powerful protective agent. The practical proof is, if you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is evidence of Indra, who is awarded with the protective shield of Narayan Kavach mantra. So this Narayan Kavach is not some physical grass shield. It is a mantra which is invested in different portions of the body. Just as while wearing tilak, we chant different mantras, Keshavaya Namah, Narayanaya Namah, Madhavaya Namah, Govindaya Namah. Different parts of the body we put the tilak and we chant a particular mantra. So this kind of chanting of the mantra acted as a protective shield for Indra. In the same way, when we chant Krishna's names every day, one can gradually observe the protection from all kinds of evil forces. And one's mind will gradually become more and more auspicious, and the heart will become a residing place for the divine couple Radha and Krishna. And then this chanting of Hare Krishna bestows all kinds of benedictions upon the chanter depending on his desire. Somebody says, I want peace of mind. Chanting Hare Krishna gives you peace of mind. Somebody says, I want good marks in examination. Chanting Hare Krishna gives good marks. Somebody wants, I want to go to heavenly planets and enjoy. Then it awards you heavenly planets. Somebody says, I want liberation from this world. Then one is given liberation also. Actually, different people chant the holy names for different things. That is why it is said, those who have material desires, or those who have moksha desire, or those who have no desires, but they simply want to love and serve Krishna. All these three categories of people can chant Hare Krishna. And they will all reap the respective benefits that they wanted by chanting the holy name. Of course, the holy name is so powerful that the benefits like liberation or material achievements, these are all insignificant byproduct benefits of one who is chanting the holy name. They are automatically available for the devotee of God. And what is so special about it? Because when we chant the secondary names like Srishtikarta, Annadatha, or Bharata, or Paramatma, these are all secondary names of God, which are spoken in terms of his connection to the material world. Because in the material world, God gives you food, God gives you shelter, and God is super soul in your heart. So they are spoken in relation to material world. So these names are not as great as the primary names. The primary names are directly the names of God, Krishna, like Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath, Radha Kunja Bihari. These are primary names. It is just like when you want to address the Prime Minister of India, you can call him as Prime Minister of India, one who is the preparator of the country of India. When you call like that, it is not a very impressive name. But when you call him directly, Manmohan Singh, or when you call Dr. Kalam, so directly you are addressing the Prime Minister or President of India. directly. In the same way, there are many mantras where you have the words like Namaha. So they are actually not direct addressed to God. Like it says, such and such great God, I offer my salutations to Him, it says. It is like saying from the side. God is there, He is a great personality, and you call Him by His post and position and His capabilities, and then you offer your salutations to Him. It is not a very personal name. But when you say, Hare Krishna, means you are calling the person Krishna. Hare Krishna means Radhe and Krishna. I'm calling both of them. That's a big difference. Like if I say, you know, the works manager in charge of the lathe shop is called to meet the MD. When you say like that, it's a very impersonal thing, indirect thing. But when you call someone by their name personally, then it is extremely personal. So the primary names are very personal, calling Hare Krishna. So this chanting of holy names of Krishna, according to the Sanskrit grammar, it is called as Ashtama Vibhati, which means it's a direct address to the person God. It's like a person living in the jail who is controlled by the jail keeper, but who is sending a petition to the President of India, please give me amnesty. You know, amnesty means pardon. He can be pardoned and relieved from the jail by the President of India directly, without anybody else's permission. So we are all in the jail of material world, and we are controlled by the jail keeper Durga Devi, who is very strong. Mama Maya Duratyaya. She cannot be overcome easily. But we are putting a direct petition to the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world, who is like the President. We call Him, Hey Krishna, enough of this Maya's engagement. Now give me resignation from Maya's service and give me admission into the company of Goloka Vrindavan. So we have sent a petition now. And every day we are sending a petition by chanting Hare Krishna. Please relieve me from Maya and give me engagement in your service. So if we keep putting this petition regularly and sincerely and attentively hearing the holy name, a time will come and we'll be given resignations from this Maya's clutches and we'll be back home, back to Godhead. So the holy name gives this ultimate benefit of the company of Krishna and Krishna's service in the spiritual world when a devotee chants his holy name sincerely. And that too, this primary names of Krishna, which is a direct address to the Supreme Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer